Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
There just ain't one.
There
just ain't one.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you, praise God, to come forth once again with the word of God coming out of the King James Version of God's holy word. Praise God, we come forth out of the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. Praise God. Once again, we truly thank all those that have joined us on today. Amen. We want to first and foremost give God all praise and all honor and glory for being who he is and still on the throne, knowing that God is one God. Amen. Believing in the name of Jesus, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, one Lord. And we thank God in the name of Jesus, recognizing and establishing relationship, praise God, with the Godhead and relationship, knowing that God is God all by itself. But yet, what kind of God do we serve? Amen. We serve a God who's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We know we serve a God in the name of Jesus who's all-powerful. We know we serve a God who has all light. He has all love. He's all-powerful in the name of Jesus. He's all-faithful. Amen. He's most truthful. Amen. He's perfect in every way. And we acknowledge that in the name of Jesus for his mercy. Amen. And his holiness. Praise God. We give God praise in the name of Jesus for his righteousness in the name of Jesus. And he's the most faithful and the one that has the most judgment in the name of Jesus. And it's important to understand these things because it's in God knowing that there's but one God. That's what we stand on and believe in the name of Jesus, that God clothed himself in a human body, skin. Amen. And he came down and he dwelled among us in Jesus. And we trust and believe and stand on God's word. That God is a God of love. And understand that love is what we must have on the inside. Praise God. We understand and give God praise in the name of Jesus for being God, all-powerful, that the earth and the world can't even contain him. The universe is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. And we give God praise for this but one, and that's what we stand on today. I want to praise God and give him all praise, honor, and glory for being who he is. And then I honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, amen, who's truly instrumental in the advancements of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And she's due to come on once again, praise God, to hear her word as he continues talking about the man of God and God's awesome power and his anointing upon those whom he's called. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve, purposes and reasons why they've had callings on their life. We thank God for that. Amen. But once again, praise God. We give God praise on today. We thank God for those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Those that are in South Korea, we praise God. God bless you. We notice those in the name of Jesus in Egypt. That's it, awesome that we see that we have listeners coming forth from Egypt as we listen to our archives. We also acknowledge those in Jamaica and those that are in Canada, praise God. And, of course, all those that are here in the United States. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Minister Andrew. We thank you truly for joining us again on today. God give you blessings and praises, for God is truly an awesome God. Amen. And we come forth, amen, out of the book of Matthew. We come with such an anointing, and we like to hear you give feedback and acknowledge how do you feel about the readings of the Word of God. We thank you for joining us, and we truly once again give God praise. And Sister V, God bless you out of Compton, California. God bless you. Eddie, Brother Eddie out of Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bishop Trout out of California. Praise God. We recognize him, and we thank God for him as well. But as we come forth, we continue with the book of Matthew, chapter 22. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, as we come before you on today, Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, because once again, we continue to be committed to do what you call for us to do, Lord God. Our dedication is unreal and for real, that we trust in you as we give praise, honor, and glory, continuing to do what you call for us to do. Lord God, we pray for those that are listening. We pray for their families. We ask that you bless their finances, oh God. Bless their bodies, healing from any points of sicknesses or disease. And we give you praise as we come up on this holiday season. We thank you for today and the blessings on today and the blessings you bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 22. Let us read. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden in the wedding, and they would not come. Again he saith four, saying, tell them dinner I have prepared, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and at all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the raiment took his servant and entreated them and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Faith, saith he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were beaten were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and they gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was finished with the guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how comest thou into hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into utter darkness. Thou shalt be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For as many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth, neither test thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tellest therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it not lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? For Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and subscription? They say unto him, Caesar. Then saith he unto them, render unto Caesar that things which Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's. And left. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and ask him, Master, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up his seed unto his brother. Now, there were with a certain brother in the first, when we had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be, of the servant, or they all had her? Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither are married, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touches the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Well, the Pharisees were gathered together, asked Jesus them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Then is he. They said to him, the Son of David. He saith unto them, how then did David speak, call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand shall I make thy enemies thy footstool? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from the day for ask him any more questions. Matthew chapter 23. Then said Jesus to the multitude, unto his disciples, see, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Oh, thereof whatsoever they did you observe, to observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say, I do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be bound and lay them on a man's shoulders. They themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But oh, the what they do for to be seen of men. They make broad the phylacteries and enlarge the borders of the garments. The love in the uppermost rooms are feasts. I'm the chief seats in the synagogues, and greeting in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called master, for one of his your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. And ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for the pretense make long prayer, therefore ye shall receive a greater donation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the children of hell than yourselves. Yea, woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, whatsoever shall swear unto the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for what is greater, the gold of the temple that sanctifieth the gold, and whatsoever shall I swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever swear by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools, I am blind, for whatever is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift, whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that sweareth by heaven, sweareth by the throne. throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a net and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, while you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortions and excuses. Thy blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, and the outside of them whom be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto the white sculptors, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the scepter of the righteous and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, and ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteousness, blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom ye slew between the temple of the altar. Verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophet and stonest, stoneth them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathered a chicken under her wings, and ye were not. Behold, your house is left upon you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see my henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. chapter.
Jesus went out and departed from the temple.
I and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them,
see ye not all these things?
Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying,
tell us, when shall these things be?
And what shall be the sign of thy coming of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they be deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. That they shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abhor, the love of many shall wax cold. But he shall endure until the end. The same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations, and to them shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Let him which was on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, that this time no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For thou shalt arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if thou were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But behold, I have told you before,
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever thou would be in eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of a Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, and they shall see of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect for a wind from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, yea, know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day, the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but not my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the man, Son of Man, be. For as in the days that were before the flood, there were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Which therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in that which a thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? His Lord hath made rule over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall break in to smite his fellow servants, and that eat and drink the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the virgins, 10 virgins, which took their lot and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They went with foolish that took their lots and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us two. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The word came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into the far country, called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and another 2, and the other 1. And every one according to his servant ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of whose servant cometh and reckoned with them, and so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also, that had received two talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them.
His Lord said unto him,
well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he said, which he had received one talent, came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not sown. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is mine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou owest therefore to have not put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But for him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye to the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the glory and holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherds divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, and as much as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Then shall ye say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visit me not. Then shall they say also answer him, saying, Lord, when shall we be hunger or thirst or stranger or naked or sick or in prison or did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not do to one of the least of these, ye did not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Matthew chapter 25. Praise God. And we truly thank all those that have continued to listen to us throughout the remaining and reading of that. But God bless you. I truly pray and trust that you're blessed by the reading on today. God bless you. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. Although they've said I snared a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.